This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
We get up and go breakfast 14 minutes voor 8, and now it's time to welcome Dr. Wendy Christine to the program. Good morning, how are you?
Good morning, I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thanks. So today we're talking about adrenal fatigue. So can you tell us what exactly is adrenal fatigue? Sounds serious.
Yes, so it is a term that's often described or used to describe a collection of symptoms like ongoing tiredness, poor stress tolerance, disrupted sleep and cravings, and these are thought to arise after prolonged or chronic stress. And the idea is that the adrenals, which produce stress hormones, so cortisol is one of them, adrenaline is another, may struggle to keep up with the body's demands, and that leads to an imbalance in our energy regulation and our ability to respond to stress.
So what are the symptoms associated with adrenal fatigue then?
So commonly it's a persistent tiredness or low energy. So it doesn't matter how much sleep you've had, how much rest you've had, whether you've been on holiday or not, you constantly feel tired. And it's usually for an extended period of time. It's not just for a couple of days. It's normally for months on end. You can also have difficulty falling asleep or waking up. You might wake feeling unrefreshed, and you could have challenges with concentration as well.
Well, it does sound very serious, I must admit. So what are some of the contributing factors then?
So the contributing factors would be chronic or prolonged stress. So if people have had a trauma of any type, it can be a mental or physical trauma. You know, you could have had a car accident, or you could have had a prolonged illness, or you could just be chronically stressed and, you know, there's a lot of mental pressure on you. So that's one of the key factors. And as I said, one of the earliest signs is a noticeable drop in energy level. So it can be harder to stay focused. It can feel, everything just feels difficult. It's difficult to complete daily tasks. You don't feel like exercising. You don't have the energy that you need. And some people can also experience body weakness or muscle pain with the fatigue as well.
And what happens when cortisol levels are out of balance?
So cortisol, we have these specific rhythms in our body, and cortisol is one of the hormones that is involved in regulating our sleep-wake cycle. So we should have nice high levels of cortisol in the morning, and then they taper off during the day. We get a little bit of a blip in the afternoon to see us through the afternoon slump, and then they taper off so that we can go to sleep at night. But what often happens is that rhythm gets switched around. So now you have high cortisol at night, which means you can't switch off at night and you can't fall asleep. And then in the morning, you don't have sufficient to wake you up feeling refreshed. So you struggle to get out of bed. You sort of drag yourself through the first part of the day. And then all of a sudden, you wake up when it's actually time to be going to bed, or nighttime when it's time to be winding down.
Mm-hmm. And what can be done to test this?
So salivary cortisol testing is sometimes used to measure hormone levels. There they will test your levels at four different times of the day. And the other option is a blood test. So the blood test, they normally test once or twice a day, but you have to then go for a specific blood, you know, an individual blood draw. But those are the ways that we can measure it.
Mm-hmm. And what would the key factors be in addressing adrenal fatigue then?
So it's a lifestyle illness. So it would be addressing your stress levels, reducing anything that is stimulatory. So things like caffeine, alcohol, too much sugar, all of these things can make a fatigue issue worse. You want to exercise, but you don't want to over-exercise. So it's about a balance of which exercise is going to be best for your body. And getting enough rest as well as managing your stress level. So if you're in a high-stress job, look at maybe how you can bring in a little bit less stress, maybe adjust your working hours or do something different so that you aren't feeling as stressed, so chronically stressed, so that's not a factor all the time.
Well, I think in the time that we're living in, many people actually suffer from adrenal fatigue, but they don't necessarily even realize it. So where can people contact you?
So they can contact me either through my website, which is www.integratedhealthsolution.co.za, or they can contact me on my business WhatsApp line, which is 082-476-4933.
Fantastic, Dr. Wendy Christine. Thank you so much for your contribution. Have a lovely day. We'll chat again next week.
It's a pleasure. You too. Bye-bye.
All the best. Bye. As hy, Integrated Health Solution, gaan besoek gerus daai webtuiste. Dankie dat jy ingeskakel is. Dis 8 minute voor 8 op Radio Disa en Kaapse Kansel, the Get Up and Go Breakfast en 8 uur is aan nuus.
Get Up and Go Breakfast. This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 AM. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.